Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Sports Today.
Michael Waldo of Fantastic Fantasy Baseball. I thought that I'd be sitting here talking to you on a new show saying, wow, I'm glad I hung on to Jesus Aguilar.
The issue that we have is going to become how much playing time is he going to get. Keston Hira coming up and Travis Shaw could play some first base. I don't see a clear path every day at that for Jesus Aguilar.
Welcome in. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish, good Monday afternoon to you. Good to be with you here on FNTSY Radio. As for the next 2 hours, we'll talk a lot of baseball and get you ready for the big NBA game, of course, coming up tonight. Looking forward to talking some fantasy with you. If you want to dial up the show, it's 844-843-6879, 844-843-6879. We got our three up, three down segment coming up in about 6 minutes from now. Lenny Melnick, the legend, is going to join us here on the show. His first appearance on my new show. Lenny and I go way back. And so in week two, we thought we would bust that out. 1 o'clock Eastern, Steve Gardner from USA Today, one of the great fantasy baseball minds, will join us on the show. We'll kind of break down the waiver wire, look at some of the ads and drops that he has going on in his league and I have going on in mine. But obviously, before we do any of that, we got to get to the big story of baseball this weekend, which is a really scary story, of course, and hate to start off a show this way, but there's no question that, man, to see David Ortiz and see what happened to him last night in the Dominican Republic is certainly scary. Now, I do have some contacts with kind of people who were associated with Ortiz and getting texts and kind of seeing this play out last night, it kind of shook me a little bit, to be honest with you. I was over at the local CBS affiliate here in South Florida doing a Miami Marlins segment, and to hear that it was serious and then not serious and then serious, it again, so hard to get information out of the Dominican Republic and kind of bring it to social media and bring it to television and radio. But obviously, without a doubt, our thoughts and prayers are certainly with Ortiz and the Ortiz family. Now, David Ortiz, as of right now, at least from all the reports that I'm reading, he's in stable condition, but has some serious internal injuries that he's going through from this man, this just thug that just went up to him, just shot him in the back. I mean, it's just so cowardly and crazy, but that's what happened. It is my understanding that they are treating him somewhat as a political ambassador, trying to get him as healthy as they possibly can and get him the best medical care. And somebody texted me that they're going to fly him to Massachusetts within the next 24 hours. So we'll have to see how that plays out. Either way, that's the way we have to start off the show today, both reality and fantasy. Ortiz, one of the great, great baseball players of our time. That is for sure. In terms of fantasy baseball, Jordan Alvarez, he wants to be called Jordan now, not Jordan. So let's keep that in mind. Called up by the Astros. He hits a home run in his first game, so that was good to see. I'm not an Alvarez owner in any league, so that's bad news for me. I was one of those guys that 2 years ago thought that Kyle Tucker was ahead of Alvarez. That certainly did not play out itself with Alvarez hitting his first bomb and now going to have an opportunity to play every single day. Max Muncy, as you guys saw yesterday, hit that huge bomb off Madison Bumgarner. It gets hit into McCovey Cove. RotoWare puts out a t-shirt immediately and says, if you want the ball, go get it in the ocean. I thought that was pretty cool, pretty funny too. Baseball kind of took a prominent role in everything yesterday. Rougned Odor stole home. I don't know if you guys caught that. Straight steal of home for the Texas Rangers. Odor, not really somebody who I'd advocate in fantasy in any way, but that was an exciting play. Last night, Adam Wainwright gets hurt, injures his hamstring. Probably misses a start, which means that yet another Cardinals arm probably headed to the big leagues. I don't know if that'll be Genesis Cabrera, but they're already calling up Ponce de Leon, and I'll get a beat on that tonight when I go to Marlins Park as Miami takes on St. Louis. How about back-to-back-to-back-to-back? Kendrick, Turner, Eaton, and Rendon all hitting home runs. in a wild, wild game against the San Diego Padres. Haven't seen that in a long time. And by the way, if you had to predict back-to-back-to-back-to-back in that game, would you have gone with those four players? Kendrick, Turner, Eaton, Rendon? I'm not sure. Where's Juan Soto in that conversation? Where is he? Ryan Zimmerman, he's hurt, right? Matt Adams, nope. But those were the four that did it. I don't know that I ever remember seeing four guys in a row hit home runs. I remember three. I remember two, of course. But four seems to be a lot. In the Stanley Cup Finals last night, the Bruins beat the Blues 5-1. They'll head to Boston for a Game 7. Nothing like Game 7 in hockey, and then we're getting the championship. Unbelievable. A Game 7. Can't wait to see that, although I was kind of pulling for St. Louis a little bit. And also, of course, tonight it's Game 5 of the NBA Finals. Toronto leads 3-1. Will they close it out, or will this thing go to a Game 6? I don't know, but I'll be curious. We'll take a quick timeout. We got 3 Up, 3 Down coming up next. The legend Lenny Melnick of LennyMelnickFantasySports.com is going to join us. You're listening to Fantasy Sports Today. I'm Craig Mish. We'll be right back. 3 Up, 3 Down is next.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
The morning after.
I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, but you already know that I am a conspiracy theorist. So I saw an ad last night for the NBA Finals. It was 30 seconds of shots of the Golden State Warriors. In a big graphic, Chiron popped up on the screen and it said, Dubs, bounce back, game four. Let's just be real. The Toronto Raptors are going to have to deliver a knockout punch tonight.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Now what goes up must come down.
3 Up, 3 Down.
What does 3 Up and 3 Down mean to you, Airman?
End of an inning.
Welcome back. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish with you. As it is a Monday and we're talking baseball, we're talking fantasy sports, and who better to do it with our good friend, the legend, Lenny Melnick, who joins us now here on FNTSY Radio. How are you, Lenny? Good to be with you.
Hey, this is like a reunion, you know? It's terrific. And, you know, Major League Baseball is all full of comps. So let me ask you a question. Who would you comp this reunion of Mish and Melnick Would you say that we are like Cheech and Chong, Abbott and Costello, or Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis? Which one is the best?
I think all three show you're way too old to be still doing this. I think that's been proven.
But I will tell you about that four home run thing. I'll tell you back in 1963 when I was really into it in baseball, Paul Foitak was the only other pitcher to allow four straight home runs to the Cleveland Indians, and I think that's pretty fascinating.
Right? Yeah, it really is. Another name no one knows. So let's move on to...
Well, wait a second. How about Jordan Hicks, you know, right?
Yeah.
He's faced 425 batters in his career, and he's allowed only three home runs. Craig Stamen gave up home runs to four hitters in a row. How about that one?
great information, Lenny. Great information.
Pretty good. All right.
Yeah. Not a single person got any of that. Okay, so let's get started here. Three up, three down. Lenny Melnick, FantasySports.com. I'll start it off with my ups here.
Yeah.
Here's what's trending up. The Twins, three homers in 3 days for Nelson Cruz. Byron Buxton homered yesterday, too. Jake Odorizzi, his ninth win. The Twins are trending up. Also, six shutout innings for Wade Miley. He's now 6-3 on the year. Robbie Ray, 10 strikeouts and 6 2/3 innings. Six and two-thirds, pretty solid, I would say, for Ray. Carson Kelly caught him and hit his seventh home run for the Diamondbacks. You may want to pay a closer eye on him. Man, looks like St. Louis may have cut bait too quick on him. And that is what I have trending up in baseball, Lenny. What do you got?
Well, you know, here in New York, a lot of people are bummed out that the Yankees didn't get Dallas Keuchel. But certainly a lot of talk now about Stroman and Baumgartner. And in Atlanta, there are people scratching their heads that they didn't get Craig Kimbrel. It seems to me to be their needs. And we have talked about it, that Will Smith is being coveted by the Atlanta Braves. They'll get Will Smith. They'll get Kenny Giles. They'll give up as much money as they're getting back. So if that's the case, Smith and Giles, one of those guys will go to Atlanta. Baumgartner or Stroman will go to the Yankees, so have no fear.
All right, good job by you. Yeah, Giles is having a phenomenal year on a terrible team, and I think Will Smith is too, so it's a good point. Maybe both will get traded. Okay, you got that. We'll move on to my second trending up here, three up, three down. Lenny Melnick is with us. Here is my second one. Last Friday, it was announced that phone companies can now block robocalls automatically for you by just adding that to your plan. Now, I get about four or five of these a day, Lenny. I don't know about you, but that's really good news. I can just block these. Now, the one thing they don't do is they don't have a Melnick block, but, you know, we don't really need that at this point. Because you're like
a Lenny from Long Island block.
You're like a once-a-day call to me, so that's acceptable. So, anyway, that's my second one. What do you got?
Well, first of all, I like those robocalls, especially when they try to get my college loan down. I graduated in 1969, so that's about $18 million by now. Anyway, now, you know, I like this kid on the White Sox named Jimenez, but I never get his first name right, right?
No, you never do.
But I got it now. It's Eloy. And keep in mind, I said Eloy would be better than Vlad, and he is starting to hit now. So pay attention. He hit the longest home run in the major leagues this year, the longest at Kauffman Ballpark since Brandon Moss hit one in 2017. Okay? Now, Ketel Marte and Nomar Mazara have the longest home runs in baseball this year, okay, per StatCast. But I'll tell you something. Tremendous job by Jimenez, who's on a hitting streak now. I predict that he will never stop. And by next year, the end of next year, he'll be a top five Major League Baseball hitter across the board. He's a very impressive guy. I think he's going to be better than Vlad.
All right. Well, a bold prediction there. I was going to say, I think you like the robocalls because you actually like to talk to the robocalls.
I do. They actually hang up on me. I never hang up on them.
Yeah, you want to keep going. That's what I figured. Okay, my final three up, Edwin Encarnacion, five home runs, 7 days. He hit number 400. That's what I got. How about your final three up there for me?
All right. Ohtani and Kikuchi. What do they have in common with Ron Chandler and Lenny Melnick? Well, they both went to the same high school, okay? So there you go. And, of course, Ohtani hits his first professional home run off of Kikuchi, and eventually they got the ball. That was important. They both really wanted that game ball, and the souvenir that they finally got is going to head back to their high school and their high school coach, Hiroshi Sasaki, the ball will be in their high school, and that's a great thing.
All right, that's Lenny Melnick, three up, three down. Now let's go to our downs. I'll start off with this one. Lenny Bushwick Bill from the Ghetto Boys passed away at age 52. And wow. So our condolences to Bushwick Bill and his family. I know that you were a huge Ghetto Boys fan, huge rap fan you are. But so I wanted to start
off with Ghetto that. Boy. That's, yeah.
There you go. So what do you got for trending down?
Well, if you remember correctly, at the beginning of the season, you talked me out of getting Josh Bell.
Oh,
right?
Again.
You tried. Anyway, you tried. I got him in one league. Now, here's the thing. For those of you who have been riding Josh Bell as I have, he came into the series in Miller Park as one of the hottest hitters, but he left going 0-for-9. So I take the position that now is the time to put Josh Bell on the market. I don't say give him away, but I think we've seen the best of Josh Bell's season. Not that he's going to be bad, but you'll never get as much for him as you're getting now. 0-for-9 really hits me between the eyes.
I like that. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't in on Bell. You're right. I tried to talk you out of it. You're right. Okay, here is. Well, no, I'm not giving that one up. Okay, we've got about 3 minutes left here. Let me give you my second trending down. Matt Wieters, yeah. 0 for his last 15. Matt Wieters not playing well. Josh Donaldson, 3 for his last 25. Sergio Romo blew a 4-run save Sunday. Clayton Richard, 7 earned runs yesterday. And Edwin Jackson's going to start next for Toronto. Because Charlie Montoyo, the manager, Lenny, said they have no one else to start in Toronto. So that's my second trending down of three. What do you got?
Yeah. St. Louis Post-Dispatch, if you're reading that paper today, you were greeted with congratulations to the Stanley Cup champion, St. Louis Blues. They actually put that in the edition thinking that that the Blues would actually beat the Bruins. Didn't work out that way. Enterprise Rent-A-Car even took out an ad congratulating the Blues. Of course, they took it out, and we'll see what happens in Game 7.
All right, my final trending down, three up, three down, Lenny Melnick, LennyMelnickFantasySports.com. Florida man steals a mail truck, high on meth, leads police on a chase. He had mail in the truck. The man was arrested in northern Florida, high on meth and cocaine, Lenny, with mail in the truck. Unbelievable. That's my final one. What do you got? Final one.
Well, unfortunately, last week I missed writing up my comments on the Tout Wars Daily thing with the question, and it puts me in jeopardy of being invited back to Tout Wars next year. So I have to figure out a way to make up because we're required to do certain things in addition to paying in order to be invited back. It's terrific. I really appreciate that. And by the way, I'm going to beat you in that Tout Wars
you
league.
May. You may. I've missed write-ups 11 out of the 12 weeks. So
you and me will start our own league.
Don't feel bad. Listen, I don't know. You could come back with me for the next segment, or you could say goodbye. It's completely up to you. It's a guest option at this point.
Okay, so. I'm going to check my schedule. Yeah, I'm coming back.
Okay, great. So the legend, Lenny Melnick, is going to be with us next. Our next segment, as everybody knows, is You Make the Call. You're going to have the opportunity to pick what I talk about in the second hour of the show. So stay tuned to that. Coming up next, more of Lenny Melnick, the legend here in the house, LennyMelnickFantasySports.com. We'll take a quick time out and be back in just a couple of minutes as we continue on FNTSY. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish with you here on a Monday afternoon. It is You Make the Call time coming up next. And Lenny will stick around as well. As he said, he has nothing else to do. That's a great endorsement of this show. We'll be right back.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last for years. So call 800-869-5446 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD, plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-869-5446 now. That's 800-869-5446 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-869-5446 now.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth DailyRoto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. Craig Mish with you here, along with the legend Lenny Melnick. He's sticking around for another segment here on the show. This is FNTSY Fantasy Sports Today. And Lenny, thanks for doing another segment with me here. Are you ready to, we're going to do a little segment here called You Make the Call. So are you ready for that?
All right. Do I have a chance to send a topic in?
No.
Do I have a topic?
No. They're pre-chosen by Greg Grossman.
Okay. Go ahead.
So here we go. So before we do that, we have a little nice thing, a little sounder here that we play, and of course we do it when we play "You Make the Call." All right. So here are three topics for "You Make the Call." Topic A is Jordan Alvarez. Topic B, Secret Life of Pets 2 review. And choice C is hottest players in MLB. If you go to my Twitter handle, at Craig Mish, you can vote, Lenny. And you can vote, too, as well. I know you want to hear me talk about the Secret Life of Pets, right?
No, that's okay, because that has its ups and downs. That's the secret life of playing ping pong, by the way, ups and downs. But I have a better topic than all three of those.
Okay, go
ahead. And it's relevant for fantasy baseball and Major League Baseball, and we saw it in yesterday where Tanaka missed a start because his wife gave birth. Major League Baseball is missing the biggest and most important sabermetric analytic: when to conceive. You should never you should only conceive between the months of March and July. This way, when you give birth, it's not during the season. Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah, no, that's funny that you mentioned that.
Right?
Yeah.
Why is it funny?
Yeah, well, because, you know, last year, he was on the Marlins. JT Realmuto had his baby in July. And this year, his baby is due in August, I think. The second child is due in August, so.
Yeah, but if you start with March, it's okay. And you got March, you got April, you got May, June, July. You got 5 months. After that, keep it in your pants. And this way you won't miss any games. I think it's stupid. It's the biggest analytic in Major League Baseball, and they ignore it.
Okay. Well, anyway, that's our You Make the Call. And if you want to vote, go right now on my Twitter handle or at FNTSY. You can find it there as well. So, you know, Lenny, you and I have not talked in quite some time on the air in any capacity.
Yeah.
And this is our
There's a
our
reason
first
for
time.
That.
Well,
yeah,
you know,
go ahead.
We don't need to get into that. But besides that, I would ask you, how is your season going thus far in fantasy? I mean, you I think you cut down on leagues this year from like 16
yes,
to
I did.
12. So are you, I mean, based on the one league that we're in together, you're not doing well. So I'm wondering, does that apply to all the other leagues too or no?
Well, for the most part, I cut down because I got kicked out of a lot of leagues. It wasn't by choice, but still, no. Actually, I'm having a very interesting season. In Talent Wars, once again, I'm in my comfort zone, but I'm playing hard because I got a lot of injuries. I got three pitchers out. So, come on, man. You know, it's just crazy. I got Jake Lamb coming back. Who knows what's going to happen? I'm going to beat you. That's really all I care about, okay? And Jeremy Hellickson, you sneak, you let me take him. And there's a reason. But here's the thing. I have a chance to win the SiriusXM Host League. I'm second place. Mm-hmm. I'm behind, what's his name? That guy, Adam Ronis, Mr. Lucky.
Very
I'm behind
hard to beat him.
Yeah. Struggling, fighting it out with Bender for second right now. And in labor, I got it. So I could actually win labor. I'm in fifth place in labor. I have a chance to win labor and come in last in Talent Wars. That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah. Well, you finally didn't take all the same guys in every league this year. So that's probably the reason.
I tried. Yeah, and of course the team in last place is Will Myers and Ian Desmond. So I think I learned my lesson, Craig.
Yeah,
I really did.
And speaking of that, we could really start there because. I mean, Lenny, what in the world with Ian Desmond? Like, we're not even in April or May anymore. He's just not stealing bases. And
yeah.
and I would hate to say that he's gone the way of a guy like Carlos Gonzalez because he's still kind of young. But it does look like the skill set, Lenny, especially this is a key week for him. They got all these games coming up at Coors Field. I just don't know how you can roster him after this week if you're playing NL only you have to. But beyond that, I don't see how you can.
It's very tough. I got to tell you, I didn't even want him. And stupid me, I fell into him because it was at the end of the drill. There were not a lot of players left. I had the money, so I went. But no excuse. I love the guy, 2020, playing first base or the outfield. You know, you got to love him. I'm off the Will Myers thing next year. Craig, if I draft Will Myers again, you could do whatever you shoot me in the head, okay? There you go. But a lot of interesting things have happened in baseball. Family kind of things, you know? I mean, C.J. Cron and Kevin Cron both hit their first career home runs at Rogers Center. Isn't that something? And their father? But here's the thing.
Their father was the lead singer REO Speedwagon, right?
I think so. I don't even know what that – all I know is about Oreos is that I can't stop eating them. But their father, Chris Cron, he only had two Major League Baseball hits. Both of them were in Toronto. So how about that one for you? There you go.
I mean, listen, you're the king of tidbits. That's for sure. Why do you go back to the Will Myers thing every year? You know, he was cut in one of the leagues that I was playing, and I actually picked him up, and I think I'm going to cut him again. Like I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what the infatuation is with you with him.
Once again, to get 25 home runs and 20 stolen bases from your first baseman. Or third base, your corner infielder. I think that's gold, but you know what happens with fool's gold, right? There's something about that too.
Yeah.
And if I take him next year, forget about it. It's fool's gold. So look, I'm going to next year. I may even draft a closer. By the way, in labor, I think I'm third in saves, and I didn't draft any.
Who'd you end up with?
Oh, gee whiz! I end up. Well, I think I got that guy Romo, Sergio Romo. I can't remember who I have, but I'm third and safe. I have some very nondescript players. That's a tough question. Believe it, I don't know my team. I only have three teams, and I don't know who I have. But still, and in Talent Wars, I'm not going to finish last because I just picked up Fernando Rodney, who's now with Washington.
Yeah, is he really? Where'd you hear about that story?
So you know who I have on my Talent Wars team? I got Fernando Rodney and Irvin Santana.
Wow! No, I was trying to allude to the fact that I broke the Fernando Rodney story.
Oh, that's right, you did. Anything you say, I do. It's simple. I mean, Rojas is having a great freaking year,
not
right?
Really? No.
No, I thought. I mean, for an only league a guy,
he's not having a great year at all. Did you see what he did yesterday? By the way,
that was yesterday, but he's been productive.
No,
but
listen, I'm a very big fan of his, and I see him every day. He always asks how my son is, and he's a team leader, one of my favorite guys on the team. But for whatever reason, yesterday during the game, he thought it'd be funny to flip a bird at a player on the field, and they caught it on video, and it's being played all over.
Oh, gee whiz!
Yeah,
and your guy Harold Ramirez. He had a nice hitting streak going until he went like 0-13.
He did. I picked up Cooper was the one guy I ended up picking up on Miami.
Right.
Let me dive more into some players and kind of get your opinions on them. We're talking to the legend Lenny Melnick here on FNTSY. Didi Gregorius, Lenny, is back for the Yankees, and he got off to a really good start since he's been back, but the Yankees are maintaining that he's not an everyday player, at least for the time being. So if you have to make your decision later in a weekly league, are you playing him now and just ignoring what the manager says, or do you think that they're only going to play him 2 or 3 days a week? Because I'm not sure.
Oh, they're just giving him a day off. He just came back. But you know what? Is DJ LeMahieu the MVP in the American League?
He could be. Unbelievable.
Isn't that? And everybody said, outside of Coors, he's nothing, right? Outside of Coors, terrible pickup by the Yankees. But here's what, and you probably have seen this over the years in sports. When the star player goes down, many times, I remember Larry Bird went down for the Celtics. All of a sudden, they had a winning streak going. But when the star player goes down, all the other players seem to pick it up a little bit. Now it's my turn to lead the team, so on and so forth. And then when the star players come back, there's a tendency just to let up a little bit. I fear that when the Yankees get their Stanton and Judge, even though, I mean, I know it doesn't sound right, but I fear the Yankees are going to have a letdown when these guys come back, and I don't think they're going to play as well as they're doing now.
Yeah, I have no idea why you would say that. I mean, they'd be getting.
Well, I've
back
seen it in history. I've seen it. You know what happens? I remember when right after the Cardinals traded Albert Pujols, they started winning. Right after Seattle lost A-Rod, they started winning. Over and over again, you see that when the stars go down, the players on the team pick it up. And it's just a sense. I watched baseball for longer than you were born, my boy. And I'm telling you, I just got this gut feeling that the Yankees, it's going to be a very confusing team when the stars come back.
All right. Well, because you've been watching baseball longer than me, I'm going to defer to you.
Yes, that's right.
We're gonna break down 1956 baseball cards and Carl Erskine, and that's right.
Did you see my cards?
You've posted them many times, man.
Well, there's a reason for it. There's a reason. I'm trying to sell them. You know what those cards? You know, I have a Bill Russell rookie card. I got a Jimmy Brown rookie card, and how much do you think those two cards are worth?
Both of those are in the hundreds for sure.
Mm-hmm. In the hundreds? They're in. Oh, forget about it. I mean, you could pay college tuition with those two cards.
Well, you would have done
that.
Yes,
sir.
If you would have done it already if you could have.
No. I'll tell you why. Even if I was homeless, I wouldn't get rid of my cards because these are the cards I had as a kid. These cards are not just baseball cards. They're my friends. Okay, I mean, at night I say goodnight to Hank Gary and I'm Willie Mays. Right?
Very sad. Very sad.
It's true.
Yeah.
These cards are more to me than just. I didn't go out and buy them as an adult. I actually got them when I was 10 years old, and I stole them from a candy store.
All right.
And I take a couple of.
We're out of time, Lenny. We're out of time.
Thank God.
Thank you for coming on the show. Good luck in your fantasy leagues, especially your draft and hold.
Thank you. Will you ever invite me again to come back?
Yeah, next week for sure. That's the legend Lenny Melnick. We'll be right back.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, So we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liner to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS, WeatherTech.com. Proudly made in America.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to PointsBet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBets also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's PointsBet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today. Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to PointsBet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's PointsBet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID, and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening up a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open up a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Points, spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today. Good to be with you here on a Monday. Craig Mish back with you as we're here every day from 12 to 2 on FantasySportsNetwork.com. Also, our You Make the Call segment you can vote on right now. Several places we've posted this. At FNTSY Radio is one of them. The other is at FNTSY Sportsnet. And so far, the choices are interesting. I gave you three choices of what you wanted me to talk about on the show today. The first is hot hitters in Major League Baseball. I thought that would be the runaway winner. Second is Jordan Alvarez of the Houston Astros. And the third is Secret Life of Pets 2. And not shockingly enough, Secret Life of Pets 2 has the most votes so far. So I'm looking forward to a full breakdown of that in hour number two that we'll discuss coming up in about 30 minutes from now. Also, Steve Gardner from USA Today will join us at 1 o'clock Eastern. Looking forward to talking to him. But, of course, we'll also take your phone calls throughout the day at 844-843-6879. If you're listening to the show on demand, remember you can access us not only on iHeartRadio and FantasySportsNetwork.com, but also on TuneIn, Stitcher, and just about everywhere you get your podcasts. Make sure you please, especially if you're listening on Google Play or iTunes, make sure you like and subscribe to this, so therefore my show will get populated to you every single day, no matter when you want to listen, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's one of the great new things that I really like about this show. Once again, also thank you to Lenny Melnick for making his first of what I believe will be many appearances throughout the summer here on the show as well. Okay, let me hit on the waiver wire from the weekend and give you an idea as to what I ended up doing this weekend. Now, it was kind of a quiet waiver for me, and I'll tell you why. In most of the leagues, I've gotten to the point where I want to start now saving whatever I have left for the trade deadline in July. So what I'm the technique that I would employ if I were you and you were, you know, playing fantasy, I'm assuming you're listening to the show if you are, is that just massive $0 and $1 bidding. That's kind of what I'm doing. Massive zeros, massive ones, putting a lot of contingencies in. And for those of you who don't understand what that means, especially in the fab budget world, is basically if I don't get player A, I put contingency for player B. If I don't get player B, I put for player C. And I just kind of want to save whatever I have left. Now, in one league that I play in, I just have so many injuries that it just doesn't make a difference. But what I'm trying to do is calculate my money versus everyone else's and at least be in a position to strike on July 31st or August 1st with having the second or third most money left. That doesn't always work out because, of course, you play in leagues where you have to make moves. So, you know, I certainly understand that, and you can't always abide to that. But that's what I've at least tried to do for the most part in some of these leagues that I've played in. So let me give you an idea as to what I did this weekend, and then you guys can take a cue. I play in one league where the waivers run this morning, and that is my money league, my big money league, I should say, or bigger money league, at least, in the NL only. A lot of these expert leagues or community leagues that I play in are not for money, unfortunately. So not usually people aren't as active, I would say, in August and September for whatever reason. But the Tout Wars, as Lenny mentioned when he was just on the show, the only player that I bid on was Peter Lambert, Colorado Rockies starter, who's coming off that great start that he had last week against the Cubs. And I bid $6. Somebody else bid $3. So I would have felt a little silly if I went six and someone went none, but I ended up getting him. And I kind of am in a position where I will say this. I don't love the fact that he's got a start coming up in altitude this week. I certainly wouldn't go by one start of any pitcher, but I have Caleb Smith, you know? And so when you lose somebody for two starts in an NL only, I don't think that you could just fill in the pieces because remember, yeah, for a week or two, you can add a reliever and hope that that pitcher throws twice throughout the week and gets you the counting numbers that somebody would get in a one-week scenario. But you simply can't count on any of your starters being healthy for the following week. And if you don't get ahead of the situation, you could find yourself really falling behind. So that was my thought process there. I'll see how Lambert does at his one start this week. If he does well, maybe the Rockies will keep him in the rotation. But they basically are giving anybody an opportunity to start for them at this point, and they're playing better baseball. So that was the one NL move that I made. I'm also playing in what we're calling the Great Fantasy Baseball Invitational. Last year, I was phenomenal in this league, and I finished even among the top performers overall out of thousands of people. But this year, it has not gone as well, that is for sure. So, needed pitching again in this league, lost Caleb Smith, Colin McHugh earlier in the season. I ended up cutting him. So, what I did was I basically added both St. Louis Cardinals pitchers who were on deck to potentially get starts this week, and I really hope that one excels. Dakota Hudson was somebody who I drafted, and I picked him back up. And I added Daniel Ponce de Leon to the mix because I feel like there's opportunity there in St. Louis as well. Consider this. Carlos Martinez, of course, no longer in the rotation, number one. And number two, Michael Wacha's making a spot start. And number three, Adam Wainwright is hurt. So shockingly, with a team that always is able to cultivate pitching, that's been a struggle for them this year. And I think that if Ponce de Leon ends up having a good start, we saw what happened when he made his debut last year. He hasn't pitched as well since then, but when he did make his debut last year, I jumped on him, and we'll give him another shot in this 15-team league again, where I'm basically in the middle of the pack, not nearly as good. My head-to-head league, and those of you who play in these, this is a head-to-head categories league. I'm 7 wins and 3 losses. Had kind of a tough week, just got beat by a team that just, you know, went nuts offensively and pitching also, so no complaints with that. added one pitcher, Trevor Richards of Miami. And what I'm finding that I'm having to do in most of these leagues is start cutting guys. You know, it's like you get to a point, especially in a mixed league, where if you're not getting production from the player, you got to start considering the cuts. And, for example, Genesis Cabrera is one player that I picked up a few weeks ago that I'm cutting. As many of you know from listening to me or following me on social media, another player was Sir Anthony Dominguez of the Philadelphia Phillies. I ended up cutting bait with him as well. And I thought that he ended up getting saves and was pretty high on him actually going into the year. But now I'm starting to cut him unless I have multiple DL spots, which I could put him on. So those are the main moves that I made this week. And I actually in one of the other only leagues that I play in, the NL only, I did go with the idea of picking up relievers as opposed to starters. Even though I did end up with Lambert in a second league, I ended up picking up two relievers to replace the one Caleb Smith. And the two guys that I added were, you know, honestly kind of flyers here, but let me go through them here with you. Trey Wingenter, I don't know if you've heard of him from San Diego. I saw him pitch over the weekend, and he looked pretty good. Wingenter on San Diego has 33 strikeouts in 22 innings. Let me say that again. 33 strikeouts in 22 innings, 9 hits in 22 innings. He's wild, okay? So he's walked 13 guys, but he simply doesn't give up hits. So there could be some regression coming. Eventually, those balls will go into play, and he'll give up some hits. But a 2.82 earned run average and a .99 whip. So I'll plug him in. And then the other reliever that I picked up, and again, you got to start trying to get ahead of the game with saves a little bit at this stage. And as Lenny pointed out, there's a chance that San Francisco moves Will Smith. Would they give Sam Dyson an opportunity to close? The former Marlin, the former Ranger, now the current Giant. Sam Dyson, if you haven't paid attention, has put together a nice season. 30 innings pitched, 29 strikeouts. Somehow he has 2 wins and a save, and he's given up 25 hits on the year. So a .97 whip. And when I'm looking at indicators, of course, batted balls in play and how hard hits batters are getting off these two players are also key. But I'm looking at whip under 1 with both Wingenter and Dyson. And with starters like Caleb Smith, Jameson Taillon, and Gio Gonzalez all on the injured list, I thought that maybe I could replace one starter for 2 weeks with 2 relievers. And I'll roll those guys out and see how they end up doing. We'll see. In most of these leagues, by the way, these are unowned players in 12 or 14 team leagues, but I'm strictly talking about an NL-only league. So we'll keep an eye on that, and we'll see how they end up doing. But that's a strategy that you can employ when you think that you're going to lose a starting pitcher for a short period of time. If you have a guy like Carlos Carrasco as an example in a 12 or 14 team league, then no, I don't think that you're going to be able to pick up 2 relievers and get those counting numbers. It's not going to be the case. It's something to keep an eye on for sure this week that I wanted to add. The Colorado Rockies this week are at home. We were talking briefly there about Ian Desmond before, and he's just one player on the Rockies that I think that you probably would hope for some better things for, Charlie Blackmon being another one. But we'll go through the entire slate of games, but the Rockies play Monday, Tuesday, and they also play Wednesday against the Cubs, and then they don't even take a day off on Thursday. They get the Padres for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So I'm not sure if this is the first week of the season that the Rockies are getting 7 home games, but if you ever were considering picking up a Rockies player, then this is probably the week to do it. This is the week to load up, because in this day and age in baseball where they've decided, and for good reason, to give more teams off during the season, it's rare for you to get 7 games. And so you're getting that this week at altitude. So all in on DFS probably, I would guess, and all in on all of your season-long Rockies to see how they do against the Cubs and the San Diego Padres. They're getting 7 games this week. As we briefly talked about with Lenny, Didi Gregorius is back for the New York Yankees. This is a really tough call for those of you who are playing in season-long leagues. Do you believe what the manager says, or do you believe what the stats say? Now, a very small sample for Didi so far since he's been back, and he came back late last week. 4-for-9 in his initial return. Now, remember, Gregorius is one of those guys that just kind of wakes up and hits. We saw what he did at the beginning of the season last year where he came up and was just red hot. And then all of a sudden, kind of tailed off in the second half of the year. But is this going to be the same thing for him? If so, then I don't think in any 12 or 14 teamer that you could keep him on the bench for those of you who are playing in season long leagues. I think you have to kind of put him in. You definitely have to manage his situation up against other players, I think, that you have on your team. And that's kind of the key to navigating around his situation. I probably, in a 10 or 12 team league, if I had better options, I would not count on 5 games from him this week. But if you're playing in ALs or 15 teams, I think he is probably the right guy to put into your lineup. Let me give you an idea of what we have going on the rest of the day here on my show. In the second hour of the program, we're going to talk to Steve Gardner, as he'll join us from USA Today Sports, and we'll go through all of his waiver ads and drops. One thing that I also want to do here on the show is talk to you a little bit about stolen bases. Interesting numbers for some players. I have a couple of guys that are giving you some sneaky steals as well, so we'll do that here on the show also. And our exit velocity segment is coming up as well. You're listening to FNTSY Radio. I am Craig Mish. Plenty more to come here on the show. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go away.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to MaidSailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. Craig Mish with you here on Fantasy Sports Today. We got plenty more coming here in about 5 minutes from now. Steve Gardner from USA Today is going to join us. Steve, one of the best in the business in fantasy, in reality, too. He ended up winning the NL Tout Wars last year and taking home the prestige. The All-Star Game is coming up in a little bit under a month from now. And at that time, I will be actually in the...
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Normally, this is an all-star position over the last 5 years that's been dominated by Jose Altuve of the Houston Astros, but of course, Altuve's been hurt for some of the season. So Tommy La Stella is leading all all-star vote-getters. They have voted with the stats. This is a first. It's still early, but that's where we're at of the Angels. Tommy La Stella, followed by Altuve, DJ LeMahieu, Jonathan Scope, and Michael Chavis of the Boston Red Sox. Thank goodness third base looks like it should. Alex Bregman leads all vote-getters at third, followed by Giovanni Urshela, Hunter Dozier, Rafael Devers, and Matt Chapman. So far, so good from those positions. And we got plenty more to come here on the show, and we'll give you more All-Star updates. I'm Craig Mish. We got hour number two straight ahead. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more to come here on FNTSY Radio.